is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Friday, May 11th, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Ozark Mountains in Missouri. Studio A. Classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. It's a link to all of our instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast classroom, just click on usaprepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. We broadcast twice daily. Mornings at 10 Central and afternoons at 3 Central. Podcasts are available at any time. GCNLive.com. Links on the website, USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com is your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. So why would anyone want to live off the power grid? Actually, there are plenty of reasons. Do you want a well-established system of bureaucracy in your path to energy? Well, they regulate it, they tax it, they monitor your homes and businesses by how much you use of it and when. So do you want to control your own destiny? If so, this next hour's class is for you. There are well over 100 of us with diverse backgrounds and specialties, and today you're going to meet another one of us. He's an innovator and a USAPrepares.com instructor specializing in solar power, wind power, and low-head hydropower. Nathan Jones is an owner of Power Source Solar Incorporated, Springfield, Missouri. There's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com. Welcome, Nathan Jones.
Thank you. Good to be here, Vince.
Hey, it's great to have your expertise on the broadcast with us. So, you've been to the expos. You live off the grid. So, not only do you own a company that designs and sells and installs alternatives to the almost ubiquitous power grid, you live off the grid. Can you tell us how you got started in that particular lifestyle?
Oh, just a outside-the-box thinker, I guess, from all my life. And I kind of wanted to control my own destiny and determine my own direction. And I just didn't like someone dictating to me terms and conditions of what I considered a basic life support mechanism.
You're talking about electricity.
Yeah. Yeah. And as well as, you know, heating. What we've done in America is devised a system of construction that requires an umbilical cord or several umbilical cords to make it habitable. And if you sever those umbilical cords to our housing in our nation, these are uninhabitable structures. And that bothered me a little bit, so I just decided to adapt a pathway that didn't require a home with an umbilical cord feeding it.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. Are you comfortable talking about what your lifestyle is like and how you heat and so forth?
Sure.
Okay. So if we were to come to your farm, how would our life be different if we moved in with you?
Gosh, I don't know that I'm inviting the U.S. to move in with me, I live like everyone else does, Vincent. It's just that I do it very differently.
Okay.
You know, I watch how much power that I use. Mm-hmm. You know, what we all need to remember is that every animal on the planet lives with the energy allotment provided by God on that given day. Only man cannot do that and requires artificial inputs of stored hydrocarbon energy. So once you adopt that lifestyle, you tend to live with the ebb and flow of the energy provided by the sun that day, which is the source of all energy on Earth.
It's kind of like what we used to do back in the 1800s. When it got dark, we stopped working, and we went inside for protection from the night. And, you know, we worked during daylight because that's what was provided naturally. And so you're saying that you're adopting more of what nature provides.
Sure. In your life. You know, when the weather's good and we've got just unlimited power that we don't really know what to do with, we do whatever we want to do. And in December, when we haven't seen the sun for a week or 10 days, then, you know, we kind of constrict our energy usage to just a lower level. The thing with solar is that it's an expanding and contracting source of energy, depending on the month of the year. In the summertime months, you've got, you know, three times as much generation as you do in the middle of December. Mm-hmm. So storage becomes a key. And we store that electricity in batteries and then draw from those batteries as needed. And you just kind of learn to live within those confines.
Okay, so let's talk about so your life is just dependent on the available what you do with energy is dependent on what's available. So you're very concerned about not wasting energy when it's scarce, correct?
Well, when it's scarce, yeah. I mean, you know, my system produces some 35,000 watts per day, and I use probably 2,000 to 3,000 watts of that. So it's not like I feel any constraint. My ranch is quite site specific. It's different than most folks, but I searched for that particular location for a long, long time. I have a large spring that I use as sort of a geothermal type system, and I heat my home using solar collectors that gather heat and store it in hot water, and then that is circulated through my floor. But in the summertime, when I'm in a cooling mode, I just turn a valve and I use cold water from the spring to circulate through the floor to cool with. So, you know, the same 60 watt pump that heats my home also cools my home. And the only reason that I have air conditioning is to just pull the humidity from the air and lower the dew point below the temperature that I want to maintain my house at so that I avoid the condensation.
Mm-hmm. So you have all of the necessities plus a lot of the niceties of life, and you've driven down your energy cost to a manageable level that solar and geothermal can provide. That's awesome. So let me ask you this then. What would a typical electric bill at your house be?
Were I buying it from the utility?
Well, yeah, and then what is it now? Right, both.
Were I buying it from the utility, it would probably be $8 or $9 a month.
Okay. And I think you just set a record. And then, but actually, you're not buying it, right?
No, I just generate it myself. It would be a very rare month that I used enough electricity to meet the fee that I pay to have the meter on the pole if I had one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I live conservatively, one, but number two, I'm set up in such a way that I just don't require a lot of energy to achieve the same thing that most houses do.
And by doing so, no one knows exactly when you're home and when you're not home because they can't monitor you through these smart meters.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah, and that's another benefit. Okay, so let's talk about a basic solar system. What are the components? And let's just take it from there. What are the components of a basic solar system? So if I wanted to add, and I have one, but let's say I wanted, and I didn't, I wanted to add one to my farm to run the minimum. Let's say some lighting at night. I don't have television. I know you don't, so that's not a necessity. But I would like to, let's see, I'd probably want to have some water. So my well pump and some lighting and possibly some refrigeration. How would I go about doing that?
Well, as far as components, you have four basic components as part of that system, and they all somewhat need to be working in harmony with each other.
Okay.
You have solar panels, which are generating DC electricity. that runs through a charge controller, which is regulating the charging of the battery bank, which is storing that DC electricity. But by and large, the world runs on AC electricity, and we can only store DC. So we have the fourth component, which is called an inverter, and it takes power from a battery, changes it into 120 or 240 volt AC power to run conventional appliances. Mm-hmm. And so your inverter is sized out dependent on your loads that you're wanting to run at any one peak moment in your home. It's got to be able to flow that volume of electricity. And the batteries are sized out somewhat by how long we're going to do whatever we're doing between charge cycles. And then the solar is sized out based on how much electricity you use in any given day, that you've got to be able to generate that in any given day if it's a full-time residence. If it's a weekend retreat, that's a different scenario, because all you've got to have is enough electricity stored in your batteries that when you show up on Friday afternoon, that the lights are still working on Sunday night when you leave. You may have used quite a bit more electricity than your solar generated, but you just used it from the batteries, and then your solar panels generate Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the analogy there would be $100 a day into a checking account, you're going to spend $700 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But in a full-time residence, whatever you use in a day, you have to generate in a day, and you better be generating more than you use, because there will be days of no sun where you're going to the well, so to speak, and you're drawing from your battery bank, and you've got to be able to put that back in addition to meeting your demands on the day that the sun finally comes out. So you become a steward and a manager of your energy. But what you've done is got the utility company out of your pocket, and all the responsibility and the liability for that system has now fallen to you. So you've got to understand that, because the utility will cover everything for you. All you've got to do is write them that check at the end of the month. And when you tell them thanks but no thanks, you now have assumed the responsibility and the liability for your own destiny.
And there's maintenance that is necessary to keep the system running at some level. So we've talked about the components. You need the solar panels if you're going to use solar electricity, and you need a charge controller, you need a battery bank, and you need an inverter. Nathan Jones, Power Source Solar, Springfield, Missouri. There's a link on the website, and we're going to talk some more about exactly what's involved in building your own solar power generation system. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1586.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1625.98, $812.99 for a half ounce, or $406.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1625.98, $812.99, and $406.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Yeah. Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Nathan Jones is with me, Power Source Solar Incorporated, Springfield, Missouri. There's a link on the website. Nathan, how do we get in touch with you?
The website's got the data there. Phone number's 417-833-9240 at the shop.
Okay, 417-833-9240, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's PowerSourceSolar.com, PowerSourceSolar.com. So, Nathan, can we build a system right now? Let's take an example of one of your customers that wanted backup solar to augment the power grid, someone who's not quite gone off the grid, but uses solar as an emergency and standby, and also to reduce some of their grid needs. Can you describe how that system was built and what we would expect each of these components to cost us as,
sure,
as we build it right here on the radio?
Your budget is where you start, and okay, it's going to determine, you've got a budget, you've got priorities, and those may or may not overlap very well, but whatever size system you can buy is going to determine how much stuff it's going to run. So normally what is done is a second electrical panel is mounted in your home, and the critical loads are moved to that electrical panel, and that's what remains constant and working in event of a power grid. Mm-hmm. The bigger your budget, the bigger your system's going to be, so the more stuff you can move to that other electrical panel. And generally, you're going to move critical life support loads over there. If you lose a dishwasher because the utility grid went down, the world's not going to end for you. If you lose an electric clothes dryer, it's not that big a deal. You can still rely on a generator on an occasional basis. If you've got something on that main panel that the grid is no longer powering, that you can start a generator up with whatever fuel you can come up with and run that intermittently. But your critical loads that you need 24/7, you certainly aren't going to run a generator for 24 hours a day.
Right.
Because those loads are not that significant.
Mm-hmm.
And your lighting moves over your kitchen receptacle so that you can, you know, utilize the kitchen. Water is critical, and that's something that's not easily understood and not easily done as far as pumping your water if you're out in a rural area. AC well pumps are difficult for these systems to manage in a lot of cases. The pumps are the best analogy that I could give you would be imagine taking your vehicle and putting a 3-inch steering wheel on it because your pump is such a small little bitty motor. And so now you've put this 3-inch steering wheel on your vehicle. Now unhook your power steering and go for a drive around town. And the effort that it takes to turn that vehicle is the electrical effort that it takes to run that pump. So in some cases, your system may be large enough that it can encompass that in. But if it's a small little system with a small inverter, small battery, it may not be capable of running that traditional AC pump. So, there are various ways to address that. Either a standalone dedicated solar pump that just runs on solar panels direct, or some very sophisticated type pumps that will run on AC or DC. In fact, they'll run on any kind of electricity you can give them at almost any voltage. The more elaborate the system, the more pricey the components become. So, your budget, though, determines how you're going to balance these components out.
Well, okay, let's take a step back for a second. So if I were planning from the beginning a system and I were building a Plan B getaway or a ranch that I ultimately want to move to, I should take into account the electrical needs. So by that I mean if I have a clothes dryer and I absolutely positively have to have one, I probably ought to start with a piece of string between two posts.
We call that a solar clothes dryer in our trade.
Right, a solar clothes dryer. And that's what we have here at the Finelli Farm. We have a solar clothes dryer. Now, we do have an electric clothes dryer that we brought with us from the East Coast. However, we haven't hooked it up in 7 years. So, and then I wanted to talk about offsetting some of these loads by not using an electric stove and some of these other electric heavy consumption appliances. When we come back, we'll continue building our solar system. Nathan Jones, Power Source Solar, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed. Or your money back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're
take my.
When you go,
please
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about solar power with Nathan Jones of Power Source Solar Incorporated here in Springfield, Missouri. Nathan, we're talking about the consumers of electricity in our homes and our businesses, and we talked about how we can eliminate some of those heavy demand devices like the dryer. And so as we design our system, if it's a new system, shouldn't we consider alternative methods of accomplishing that same task, like drying our clothes and maybe heating our hot water and so forth, to reduce the electrical demand so that we can put a smaller system together to generate solar energy?
Absolutely, and water heating is probably a good topic to touch on there, because we have so many people call that want to put their water heater over on a solar electrical heating system. It's a tremendous waste. The solar equipment for the PV or the electrical generation is much more expensive than the thermal side. You've got light energy from the sun and you have heat energy. It's much better to just take the heat energy directly and heat your water with it than to try to generate electricity with that you know, run through a battery, through an inverter, and then finally heat your water. In all energy exchanges, there's always a loss. So if you can just use the heat from the sun directly for your water heating and get that away from your electrical requirement, you've got hot water for probably the rest of your life. And those systems are reasonably priced. They last indefinitely. The solar panels that I use for my hot water are from the 70s. They're left over from Jimmy Carter's era. I just cleaned them up, recycled them, and, you know, they're just a big black box that soaks up heat. And I heat antifreeze with that, which is run down and into my water tank and heats my water.
So you have a heat exchanger in your hot water heater. I do something similar, but not as sophisticated or as elegant in design as, well, as simply elegant in design as yours. I actually use an outdoor wood furnace to heat my hot water, but your system is so much better because there's
I have the same setup as you for my backup vents, but I lived on that in years past, and that was my sole source. And I would liken that wood furnace to having a pet 20-foot alligator chained to the sofa in the living room. And you've got to walk by that thing every morning and every night. And as long as you feed it and throw it a chicken, pat it on the head, life is all good. But if you stop feeding that thing, it's going to get ugly in a hurry.
You're absolutely right. And I have my location all set, and I have some of the preliminary plumbing in place to switch from one system to the other, meaning complete solar hot water heating and switch that over to our outdoor wood furnace.
All of the components are in place on that wood furnace for your domestic water heating, because it's got a domestic coil of copper buried inside that hot water that's set up for an on-demand type of a hot water heating system. The only thing missing from it is the BTUs. So in the summer, when you're no longer burning the furnace to heat your home, are you going to burn that thing just for your hot water? You can adapt a solar panel to that system, and that now becomes the BTU source. So you've already got the coil in place. You've already got the distribution system to your taps. Everything's there. Put the BTUs in place, and you don't have to burn that thing through the summer, and you've got your hot water taken care of.
You're absolutely correct, and that is on the list to be accomplished here at the farm. So, Nathan Jones, going forward with building our system, our solar system, we're going to put some solar panels in place. And how do we determine how many solar panels? And I know it all goes back to this budget concept, but our class is wondering, okay, so what can we run? So let's say we want to run our lights, compact fluorescent, we're going to switch to that, or we're going to switch to LED lighting, which is even better in terms of consumption. We'd like to be able to run our well pump every once in a while to make sure that we have water, and sure would be nice to run a refrigerator. So if those are what we would like to have, how much is the system going to cost? How big are the panels going to be? And let's build it right now.
Okay. We're going to start with the well pump. Because if you're running a traditional AC well pump, that's the only issue that you've got as far as being able to run that thing. So you've
You have an alternative for that. So if it's more cost effective to go to a DC well pump, let's put that in. I mean, why?
In that particular case, it probably would be, Vince.
Okay.
In other words, you're going to build a $15,000 system, quite possibly, just to start that well pump. Mm-hmm. You could pull that AC pump out of the ground and drop a solar well pump down in there. I mean, you can buy one of those pumps for $675. So put two solar panels on the thing, and it'll pump very possibly 1,000 gallons a day or more, which is way more water than you need. The issue here is it's only going to pump during daylight hours. Mm-hmm. So you've got to either have a pressure tank large enough to carry you through non-pumping events, or you've got to store that water in some way so that you can use it through the night. If you can locate the storage tank up above your home, you can let the pressure of the water running downhill provide your pressure. If it's going to be sitting right beside your house or inside your home or something like that, you're going to need a secondary type pump to give you pressure from this storage tank. So, it just depends. If it's a very, very small system, as you allocated there, I would say probably get the well pump out of the ground and drop in a much lower energy requirement pump. And now, my refrigerator at my house, I can speak from that one because I know the numbers on that. It's consuming just under 1,000 watts of electricity a day, like 970 watts. My lighting, minimal. If I turn every light in my home on, I'm at about 102 watts of energy per hour. So if we put a 100-watt solar panel outside in the sun and it makes 100 watts per hour for 5 hours a day, which is about what we average here in the Ozarks, that means that I could run every light in my home for 5 hours a night just off of a 100-watt solar panel. Obviously, I don't turn every light in the place on, and I have quite a bit more solar than that, but you've gotten your well pump out of the equation at that point, so now all you're trying to do is run a refrigerator and your lighting in this particular case. I would get some communication thrown into the loop there, too,
sure.
Be it cell phone, be it shortwave, be it CB, something that allows you to have some communication contact with the outer world out there. And you could do this now for probably $5,000 to $6,000 just by spending $600 on a well pump out there and a couple $300 on some solar panels for that. You've saved $10,000 on the price of the system by trying to start that traditional AC pump.
Well, that was one of the points that we were trying to cover in this class, that you need to make sure that you drive down the energy, the high energy consumers that you can replace with something else. And for example, this weekend I'm picking up a refrigerator that is a it's an electronic refrigeration system that also uses propane gas. So I can run for years, I mean like 5 years, on 500 gallons of propane if I wanted to, or I can plug it into electricity. So that was a weak link that we had here at our farm, running refrigeration. So by this weekend, that's going to be solved. So that's another thing to consider.
In a total societal breakdown, I don't know how critical refrigeration is, because if you've got the only refrigerator in America that's functioning, where do you go to buy something to put in there? It's kind of like having the only fax machine in the world.
Yeah, well, in our case,
what do you do with it?
In our case, we have animals for food.
And absolutely. And if we are in that type of a lifestyle, refrigeration becomes much, much simpler than trying to preserve food in other ways. It allows us to eat fresh instead of stored, which is healthier for us and better.
Yeah. Nathan Jones, we have a caller, John from Missouri. John from Missouri.
Hi.
You're on with Nathan Jones and me, Vin Finelli.
Hi, Vince. This is John, and I've got a question. We built a house in 96 trying to thought we were building it with, that it would be very efficient on our electricity and everything, but I've been seeing all the electric bills have been doubled in their price, tripling, quadrupling, and we're seeing our usage right now at about, it's showing what this last month was 2,194 kilowatts. Is this a type of situation where I can't probably run the whole house on solar, or is it we just need to try to set up a certain parts of the home that would run on solar and just have like a two systems?
You would have to allocate out a split system, John. There's it would take a tremendous amount of money to set up something that would generate 2,000 kilowatt hours a month.
Okay,
you've got some big electrical energy hogs going in there.
Well, we put in a ground source heat pump, thinking, and everybody says, "Oh, that's the best there is. That's going to be very efficient." But it does. It appears that and then we have a couple, hot water heaters, so we're consuming a lot of energy, and so that we're trying to figure out ways. We've been cutting back.
We would call that load shedding, John. If you can shed some of those loads, if you've got two water heaters. The biggest load that you could shed right off the bat would be a solar water heating system.
Right.
You're not going to get 100% of your annual hot water from that system, but you can certainly get 80% of it over the course of a year. The reason that you will seldom see 100% achievement is, what if you size this water heating system out to meet 100% of your water heating demands in the middle of December when there's no sun, It's been dark for days on end, and yet this thing is meeting all of your hot water needs. And now you move into July. Well, you don't need massive hot water in the middle of July, and yet now you're producing four times what you were in December. So normally these systems are sized out that they meet all of your demands through the summer months at 100% duty cycle. And then as you move into December and the winter solstice, its production tapers down with the season. And then it tapers back up again to that 100% duty cycle. If it's meeting all of your demands in December, you've got to now devise some kind of a system to dump all of this heat that you're making in the middle of the summer when you don't need it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks so much, John. Nathan Jones, PowerSource Solar, me, Vin Finella, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about solar power and how you can build it. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Nathan Jones and I are talking about solar electricity. And Nathan, this month, we at the farm used 890 kilowatts. And our friend John from Missouri that just called used almost 2,200 kilowatts. And the way that we can run our farm by reducing, we on such a low amount of electricity, is because we've shed as many loads as we can off the grid. And that is heating our hot water. And that is huge because by heating with wood, we've reduced our electric consumption probably by 2/3. Is that reasonable?
Yeah. What you're doing with wood is exchanging, the price for your time because mm-hmm. you now have to go and cut the wood. And I have heated with wood until recently for the last 17 years. And when I can go out and just cut wood at my leisure, it's enjoyable mm-hmm. to me. But when I'm out of wood, I've thrown the last thing into the furnace, and now I'm under pressure to go cut wood. That takes all the fun out of it.
It surely does. So the point I was trying to make is that you can shed some of the load. And whether it be wood or something else, you can reduce your electric consumption.
A wood stove situated in your home is as good a backup as you could probably have. It requires no electricity, and it takes care of one of the critical things to keep you alive, is that you've got to be dry and you've got to be warm. And, mm-hmm. It doesn't take any electricity to run one of those things, and they'll burn anything you can throw in there. I mean, there have been times when I've traded a dining room chair for a hot shower and thought it was a good trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there are some emergencies. That sounds like the ice storm that we had in Missouri several years ago. Nathan Jones, so we've got our solar panels. How many solar panels do we need in this system that we're trying to build for $5,000 to $6,000? And let's go real quickly through it.
You're putting together something on the order of a 500 watts to 1,000 watts of solar panels.
Okay.
You're stringing together maybe 8 golf cart batteries.
Okay.
To get you to a 48-volt system, and you're using a probably a 3,000 to 4,000 watt inverter, and that's going to put you somewhere close. Charge controller, you're going to have 350 to $400 tied up in that piece of equipment. And that gets you fairly close to that $5,000 budget.
And how important is it to do your research to find out what the best angle for your specific location on the planet is to aim these solar panels?
Well, it depends on the time of year and where you are on the planet, because the sun's a continually moving target, not only east to west, but it's rising upward every day towards the summer solstice, and then it begins setting towards the winter solstice. So mm-hmm. the angle is somewhat determined by the month of the year, and your latitude is a good working example to start from. If we take Springfield here at 37.2 degrees north latitude, our perfect spring and summer angle would be 37.2 degrees tilt on our solar panels. In the winter, we want to add 15 degrees to that because the sun's now much lower in the southern sky, and we want those solar panels pointed upwards so that they catch that low sun. In the summertime, we would subtract 15 degrees from that 37.2, so we would end up at 22 degrees. And those are good compromises. Most of us will use two settings a year. We'll change it in the spring and in the fall and let it go at that.
Mm-hmm.
There are tracking mechanisms that will track the sun across the sky. And as the price of solar panels has plummeted, I could not in good conscience advise spending money on a tracker at this point. In a critical survival situation, you need your power in the winter the most, and a tracking device does very little to help you in the middle of the winter. It helps a lot in the summer, but you don't have power shortages with solar panels in the summer. It's in the winter.
Nathan Jones, we just completed Solar 101. We're going to have to do Solar 102, 103, 104, and more. Power Source Solar, Springfield, Missouri. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. Thank you very much, Nathan. We're going to see you again and at the expo. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.